This programming is sponsored by S&P Global Platts, presenting the Financing U.S. Power Conference, focusing on ways to shape the industry's future, October 27th through 29th. More at spglobal.com/financingUSpower.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. The latest survey from the University of Houston Hobby School of Public Affairs shows that former Houston Mayor Anise Parker leads the field in the 2026 Democratic primary for Harris County Judge. Our Sarah Gruno reports.
The favorable rating from voters comes more than a month after Parker announced her bid in the 2026 election. Other candidates for the position, including incumbent Judge Lena Hidalgo and Houston City Council member Letitia Plummer, each received a 2% net favorability for the position. According to the survey, Hidalgo overall received the lowest net approval rating based on job performance of any elected Harris County official, including all county commissioners, District Attorney Sean Teer, and County Attorney Christian Menefee. Hidalgo still has not announced whether she intends to seek re-election. Harris County Sheriff Ed Gonzalez, who has continuously ranked favorably with survey respondents over the years, topped the ranks again. 55% of registered voters approve of Gonzalez's performance in office. I'm Sarah Gruno, News 88.7.
Undocumented students who otherwise would have received in-state college tuition are now facing higher costs to attend universities and colleges across the state. That's after a federal judge last month blocked the Texas DREAM Act, which allowed undocumented students to pay in-state tuition. Juan Martinez Guevara is with United We Dream.
This wrongful and undemocratic repeal of the law is now being pushed as a blueprint to undemocratically end in-state tuition, militarize college campuses, and persecute students.
According to the President's Alliance on Higher Education and Immigration, there are approximately 57,000 undocumented Texas students enrolled in public colleges and universities. Roughly 40 people have been displaced after a fire burned through the roof of a Houston area apartment complex last night. 16 units were left without electricity in the two-story building near Hobby Airport. Multiple outlets report that nobody was taken to the hospital. The cause remains under investigation. I'm Alexandra Hart, News 88.7. Support.